Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Lynn Yoder, one of the senior sponsors, who's in charge of the IMS Soup Supper this weekend. Let's just get started with this. Can you tell me a little bit about the event and what people can expect?
Yeah, so we're having our annual senior class chili supper on Saturday, February 9th. And this is an event that IMS has been doing since 1960. The senior class and the parents of the senior class make chili and cheese salad sandwiches and potato salad. And the last couple of years, we've also made pozole, which is like a Mexican stew. And the seniors sell tickets, and they've had the tickets now for a month or so, but you can also buy tickets at the door. But yeah, so we're serving from 4:30 to 7 on Saturday night.
And can you tell me a little bit about the impact that this event has on the school itself?
So the seniors are raising money to pay for their senior class trip and also graduation expenses and other events that they take part in at IMS, like our choir tour and things like that.
What kind of preparation and work goes into putting all this together?
It takes a lot of planning. I started organizing this back in December and got the tickets out in January, right after Christmas vacation, and the kids have been selling tickets, and parents are making a lot of food to donate. They provide all of the cheese and the vegetables and the meat for the chili, and so the parents have been doing a lot of work at home too, getting ready for this, and then hopefully it'll all come together within the next couple days.
And then how long have you been involved in putting all this together? Is this your first year involved, or how long have you been doing it for?
Actually, I've been teaching here at IMS. This is my 13th year at IMS, but this is my first year working with the Chili Supper. I've never been a senior class sponsor until this year, so this is my first year. So hopefully it goes well.
I hope so, too. And can you tell me a little bit about the challenges that you've seen since this is your first Chili Supper?
Yeah. So we've had a lot of snow days lately. So I've been kind of hoping and praying that this weekend the weather will cooperate. I don't know what tomorrow looks like, but I think if Friday is good, everything should go off without a hitch. But, yeah, you know, missing 8 days straight of school, not only did that mess up my class schedule and make some extra planning there to kind of rearrange things, but it also kind of made those days that we were here at school, things were really rushed. And so this year's been kind of odd with the weather. But I've had a lot of good advice from other teachers who have hosted other events. So things are coming together nicely for the Chili Supper.
And what kind of advice have you been given by those other teachers?
Well, one of the other teachers here, the other math teacher, actually, Gloria Yoder, she has been in charge of the pork supper for, oh man, a long time, like 10 years or something like that. She gave me a list of tasks that need to be done before a big event like this, and so I've been kind of going through her list and changing things to go with our chili supper. So the pork supper was in October, and we have the chili supper in February.
And then what about the chili supper has you most excited for this year?
Oh, just seeing the community members come out and support IMS. I'm always very impressed with how well our events are attended, whether it be ball games or concerts or drama productions or these fundraising meals or whatever. It just seems like this little school here on the outskirts of Kelowna, we get a lot of community members for our size. So it's just fun to see everybody come out.
Perfect. Well, that answers all of my questions. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you wanted to add about the supper or IMS in general?
Everybody come out and help us eat some chili on Saturday night. We don't want any leftovers.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lynn Yoder, one of the senior sponsors in charge of putting together the chili supper at IMS this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.